Headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A suicide bomber struck a distribution center for Afghan voters' identification cards Sunday morning in Kabul, killing at least 48 people, wounding dozens others.
According to officials, most of them were waiting in line to receive identity cards.
After I heard a bang, I rushed to the site of the blast, and when I arrived at the scene, we helped many wounded people to carry them to the hospital. All the victims were women and children who were here to get their identity cards.
It's the most serious attack in Kabul since about 100 people were killed in January. Security remains a major problem ahead of upcoming elections.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. A United Nations Relief and Works Agency spokesman says in Syria, the Assad regime continues to use aircraft and artillery to pound districts of the capital held by the Islamic State group. Homes and relief centers have been turned into death camps and many areas are unsafe. Chris Guinness is calling for restraint and urges for the evacuation of the wounded.
We are urging all parties to this conflict to exercise maximum restraint, to spare civilian life, to make sure that civilian infrastructure is not unnecessarily hit. And of course, there must be safe passage for the sick and the wounded and the dying civilians, because it's important now that we spare civilian life. So we need to see maximum restraint and the evacuation of the wounded and civilians who wish to leave the combat zones.
Meanwhile, an international chemical weapons monitor group said that a team of inspectors did in fact collect samples on Saturday. This was at the site of an alleged gas attack that occurred 2 weeks ago in the Syrian town of Douma. And several former U.S. presidents were among the hundreds of mourners to pay their respects Saturday to former First Lady Barbara Bush. This is VOA News. Days after protests in Nicaragua,